in Seattle's new strip club restrictions include raising the house lights. It's now easier than ever to actually see the dancers.
Yeah, what are those girls going to do when the lights are turned up? It's going to be like dancing. They're all shy with the fluorescent lights.
And every lump and every acne.
What happens when you have that kind of razor burn, that rashy?
You're one of God's children.
Well, that's true. Yeah. You'll find a way around it. You'll work around that.
Oh, no, you won't.
Hey, your phone's ringing.
What?
You got a phone call?
No, not during the Million Dollar Weekend.
This is the Million Dollar Weekend.
I don't hear anything.
Your phone's ringing.
What?
Just pick it up, please.
This is the Million...
Hello? Did someone say hello? Hello?
Need the mainline railroad crossing at Canyon. Truck in trouble.
Hello?
Yeah, you know what I want to tear down?
Well, we're talking about that this morning, Groyman, and thank you for joining us.
This is Officer Lee Groyman, Seattle's toughest guy.
Is that right?
You know what I want to tear down?
What's that?
I want to tear down the food circus.
Well, it is.
That's right.
It is torn.
That place is full of criminals. Pickpockets, petty thieves, drifters. I wish I had a nickel for every time I got the Quick Apple two-step and couldn't find a boys' room in that.
Excuse me, officer.
Hallways.
Is that the Green Apple Quick Step or the Quick Apple two-step?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. What? That joint is one big culinary disaster. The only thing that was decent about it was the bubbleator. I gotta go. I just spotted a jaywalker. Hey, by the way, I'm loving that new weather chick, right?
The team queen.
Hey, the rest of you can shut the hell up for all I care. I just want to hear the temperature again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll get it soon enough. Hey, Groyman.
Holy shoot.
Be on the lookout for Tommy Nelson, escaped murderer.
Not a very good
show.
Be on the lookout for Tommy Nelson.
Canyon, fucking trouble.
Time is 9:03. We're talking the FCC-friendly topic of the week. What would you tear down in this part of the state? What would you just tear down? There's not going to be enough money to take care of half of anything anyway. Just rip it down, shred it, tear it down. What is yours going to be, Michelle?
Good morning, Robin Boy. I'd like to blow up the EMP.
Yeah, I'm surprised that not more people have called for the EMP to be
destroyed.
That
thing looks like somebody took a big dump in the middle of Seattle.
Okay, now wait a second.
Boy, that's some fiber.
Would anybody like some bran?
Well, okay. I think. Thank you so much. We will take a vote. Every single trendy photo mat-sized coffee joint is a blight on society, so saith Mark Kennedy. Blow it up. I concur. At strip malls, any of them, gone. Gone with one wave of my Madame Fabulina magic wand. Every stinking nail salon, those little nail salons and tanning parlors.
I thought you liked those.
Yeah, where would you spend
I thought
your
you
day?
Were a little Miss Pedicure.
Well, I know. I have to have them, but can't they put them somewhere else? Good morning to you, Keith.
Yes. Morning, Kayla, Marissa, Robin, Maynard.
Good morning.
Well, I'm with you about the eyesore at the foot of the Space Needle, but I'd put Gates in there.
Put Bill Gates in there?
Yes, you bet.
What has Gates ever done for you, to you?
Complicated my life like everybody else's.
Bill Gates has personally complicated your life.
Look how wonderful the Space Needle and the whole Pacific Northwest was before all this injection of this new digital type stuff.
What do you think about electricity? Should we get rid of that?
No, Tesla was on the right track there. It's pretty good, especially for shock therapy. It's wonderful.
Well, it sounds as though you're due for a little more.
Thank you very much.
Turn up the power.
Now, here's Kayla, the new totally hot 18-year-old current temperature girl with a great attitude who believes in teamwork. Here's Kayla.
Good teamwork today.
Here's the weather.
Thank you. Yes, it is nice teamwork. Go ahead.
Yeah, the temperature is now 46 degrees.
Wow.
Okay. That's great.
It's been 46. It's stuck. Maybe it's broke.
Maybe.
Could be busted,
but does that matter to the teenage weather queen?
Not really.
No, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference, does it?
Hi, Rick Jones here, and you know I like this Robin and Maynard crap as much as the next guy. And that's why I'm ducking in here with a sponsorship phone number. 1-800-DIVORCE connects you to Goldberg Jones. Okay? Thanks.
Outstanding.
Pot pie.
Manured.
Teen queen weather phenom. Nick.
Yeah.
Marissa. Wilbert, if you're awake anywhere in the building. Anchors away, sailor.
Toodaloo.
Original music was composed and conducted by William Lama. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking and inviting you to listen again next Friday when RCA Victor presents
The Robin and Maynard Program. We'll see you there.
The, that's all, folks.
Hello? Hello? Music, please. Yes, take one. No trumpets, please. Otherwise, no good. The Robin and Maynard Show is a production of this station. This is your studio announcer and piano man. You ruined it.
Oh, come on.
You stopped the music.
Come on.
This is your studio announcer.
Oh.
Again?
Uh-oh.
There are only 27 smoking days left at your local bar, so start sucking on those Camel Straights like there's no tomorrow. I'm Marissa.
I'm Nick. Here's what's happening this weekend.
Yeah! Rascal Flatts plays the Tacoma Dome tonight at 8.
Saturday, the Husky football team tries to break their 14-game Pac-10 losing streak against Arizona. And the Cougs host Oregon, who are led by Ryan Leaf's little brother, Brady, in a chilly night game at Martin Stadium.
The Cougs gonna win?
No.
That's how we roll, Robin and Maynard. But since Seattle's new strip club restrictions include raising the house lights, it's now easier than ever to actually see the dancers. So we've added an exciting new feature to close the entertainment report. Here's Nick with this week's Broad Daylight Stripper Surprise. Nick?
The Lumpy Bumpy on my rumpy.
Oh.